But, you know, Jacob was a hard worker, and that's why he got the blessings that he did. He was a strong man physically, but he was also very strong spiritually. And he was a saved man, and he was one of the greatest men in the Bible, probably. But it says, let's go to 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 1. So I'll just say this. Men need to be more manly today than ever before. And don't ever let me catch a man walking in here with a kilt and say, oh, I'm just so manly. That's why I wear a kilt. No, that's what a faggot would wear into this church. I'm not going to just, I don't care what the culture says. You're like, well, you're calling a whole bunch of people from Scotland. Well, if they're dressed in a dress, then yes, I would say that. If they're wearing a skirt, then yes, I would say that. Because what would you say to me if I walked in here with a skirt? Well, it's a man's skirt. No, there's no such thing. That's right. There's no such thing as a man's skirt, is there? And you would throw me out of here in a heartbeat, and I hope you would. And, you know, tar and feather me or whatever else you have to do. Look at 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 1. It says, now the days of David drew nigh that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and wear skinny jeans. Is that what he says? No, he says, be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man. And you know, a man is different than a woman, in case you all didn't notice that. We're different. And God wants us to be strong. When he's saying be strong, he's saying be a man. When he's saying being a man, he's saying be strong. Yeah. He's not just talking about physically. He's talking about spiritually also. Right. Men are supposed to be the head of the household. But isn't it funny how women ended up being the heads of the spiritual heads of their homes? You know why? Because it's a weak man. It's a weak leader. Yeah. And men, you need to, you know, I talked a lot about this morning, how John the Baptist looked manly and he preached manly. Well, hey, men in this church, you need to dress manly and act manly and be spiritually like a man.